as young people, we're going to actively campaign and actively, you know, agitate and organize. Young people working in the informal sector, our own parents who are like doing cross-border activities and stuff like that, we're going to encourage and, you know, make sure that people reject these bond notes. Because if we do not use them and if the market rejects them, then they're going to become obsolete. So it's going to have to be a waste of money printing all those bond notes, because as soon as the market rejects them, they become obsolete. And we are really hoping that this time will show clearly these policymakers and these policy implementers that when we make recommendations and when we try to reach out to them, they must also listen. Because at the end of the day, to just bring expenses on the government, they print these bonds, not nobody's going to use them, they become obsolete, and they'll have to have a plan B. So we asked them if they had a plan B, because this is what is going to happen. And again, we said that there was no plan B for the RRBs in the event that if people effectively reject these bond notes.
Do you think people are going to reject the bond notes? But maybe people are not keen to take to the streets, right?
Yes, people will not take to the streets. They will just simply not use the money. This is why we said that, you know, he said that they introduced them gradually into the system, and they're just not going to come one morning and then there's bonds not everywhere. So this gradual introduction also, he says that it's not something that will happen overnight. And we know that if markets, like people and businesses, do not use them, naturally, they will just then become the useless paper. And it goes beyond just the bond note. An issue of the public not trusting the system. This is the same reason why we have a cash crisis now. It's because they don't trust this government to be able to provide a solution. And already, as you can see, there's so many campaigns happening right now for various reasons. One of those reasons being bond notes. With the bond notes, people don't really need to go onto the streets every day and protest. No. And we know that a lot of people, the numbers have been betraying us in terms of going into the streets. And people are just so very afraid of, you know, the victimization that comes with that. People are just withdrawing their money and keeping it at home now. The black market will emerge and the informal market will start to bloom. And then I think the formal businesses are the ones that are going to suffer. And when they see that, they're also going to start to reject the bond notes. I think it's just going to be really an unorganized but a very effective form of resistance to these bond notes.